This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Macra, Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993, Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXE is made possible in part by the generous support of Mark Vine in Palinville, New York. WGXE monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXE.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Patrick Tyne reports in the Times Union that on February 21st, a state attorney general's report found that former Saratoga Mayor Meg Kelly, former Saratoga Public Safety Commissioner Robert Dalton, and former Saratoga Police Chief Shane Crooks engaged in an, and I quote, unconstitutional official policy, end quote, of retaliation against members of the Saratoga Black Lives Matter group in the summer of 2021. Saratoga Black Lives leader Lexis Figueroa said the group would be filing a lawsuit against the city of Saratoga for actions the report says were, and I quote, conceived of and approved by the highest decision makers in the city government, end quote. Figueroa also said he would be seeking charges against the former mayor, Kelly, who, the report says, told the police to initiate an unfounded Child Protective Services investigation against him. Figueroa described the visit from Child Protective Services to his home, saying, and I quote, CPS was searching through our house, talking to my kids, making them talk to strangers during COVID, asking them, do your parents feed you enough? Do we beat you? Do we sell drugs? What we do for a living? Do we have guns in the house? That is the worst part of the report to me. It isn't what happened to me, it's what happened to my children and my chosen outlook in life, end quote. Current Saratoga Mayor John Safford said the city officials were reviewing the report and I quote, learning from its content and proceedings with the development and implementation of policies, procedures, and practices to address the recommendations made by the Attorney General's office, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that Kingston Mayor Steve Noble met virtually with Mayor Vasyl Kozak of Sokirny, Ukraine, on February 22nd to sign a sister city agreement between the two municipalities. They posted on social media, and I quote, with this PAC, Sokirny and Kingston pledge to work toward mutual beneficial exchanges that will strengthen our culture, society, and economies, and, as partners, will make every effort to promote peace and international understanding, end quote. About 1,700 residents from Sokirny are currently fighting in the war against Russia, and the city of about 8,000 has lost 97 lives so far. The social media post also said, and I quote, the city of Kingston stands ready to assist and support Sokirny in its war recovery and future endeavors, end quote. The Sister Cities International website at sistercities.org says the group seeks to, and I quote, promote peace and understanding through exchanges that focus on arts, culture, youth and education, business and trade, and community development, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Local, a new performance space in Saugerties that opened last September in a former 1870s Dutch chapel, has been raising money to add a stage to the venue that has featured Spanish flamenco and tango music and West African highlife jazz and other styles. Their fundraising pitch says, and I quote, "As intimate and cozy as Local is, it's nearly impossible to see the artists perform, and we are hoping to change that by purchasing a modular stage that will enable concert goers to see the artists better and add to the audience's experience," end quote. As of February 23rd, 87 donors have raised $13,454 of a $12,500 goal towards the new stage. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, March 4th. We are 14.2% of the way through the year. There are 26 days left until the spring equinox. Local early morning temperatures range from a respectable 33 in Medusa and Albany to 41 in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 39 degrees. There could be some fog rolling around this morning, but should not last long. Winds will be moderate and we see a high of 66 at 3 p.m. Mix in some moderate cloud cover and conditions are almost cool. We're getting there. Just make sure to still bring a jacket even if you're just in your car. 43 degrees overnight takes us into a wet Tuesday. Rain all day. High of 47, lingering most of the afternoon. Rain lessens overnight but does not stop. Temperatures drop to 45 degrees. Then on Wednesday, more rain, high of 57. Thursday, rain continues and we get a high of 46. I guess now it's March showers bring April flowers. Anyway, your regionally adjusted sunset today will be 5:35 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:20 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 357 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently bad, verging on closed for some bands. Don't expect much more overnight. There are low chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 90, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Support for
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Mother Nature,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
public
radio.com.
United provides just another way
national business radio is rising.
National Public Radio.
National
Business Radio.
Comes from
United Airlines.
Borders, books, and music.
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way.
National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio. .com.
Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Ink to Me. That's Ink to Me. Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com. Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be tips, techniques, and answers.com. Soil amendments and mulches.com.
National Public Radio. Radio.
Public.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public Radio.
Should be
National Public Radio.
Should be
National Public Radio.
Public
National
Radio.
Should be
Public
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public
National
Public
Radio. Public Radio.
Public Radio.
Public Radio.
Public Radio.
Public.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
National Business Radio.
.com.
I'm tongue-tied and useless. I'm weak-kneed and brainless.
retard and useless again. My heart pounds, I make sounds, my ears hum. My head pops, a shoe drops, I'm struck dumb. I'm tongue-tied and useless, I'm weak-kneed and brainless, and then I mumble some jumble, you kiss me, I'm history, I'm tongue-tied and useless. I feel faint. I've no doubt I'll black out grand lovings. Clever. I turn blue, I love you forever. I'm tongue-tied and useless. I'm weak-kneed and brainless, and then I mumble some jumble. You kiss me, I'm history. I'm tongue-tied and useless again.
Fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off. It ain't Hudson-based duo Buke and Gase have a 2021 collaboration with So Percussion coming out. And here's the first track, Diazepam, from Hudson's Buke and Gase. Here is 2022 local music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and they call themselves Karen and Peter. And this song is called Weekend in the Berkshires.
Blueberry denim. Cherry wallpaper. Across the room, something on the stove sizzles.
Are you coming over after band practice? Are you wearing the green jacket I gave you?
Of smoke, creak of a chair. A robin rises from the driveway into the scarlet oak. so faint I can't hear it. Don't drink the water. It's full of lead. Species crash disturbs the unintended garden. No sense of space under there. Just cement on dirt. The weather warm and strange. Sweating no longer cools the body.
Here's Hudson musician Emily Ritz with the song Deepness from her 2018 local release Pattern Recess.
Yeah. Don't think about love, players of the field. Don't That's the Catskills' Shauna Falana on the radio at WGXC with Go on 90.7 FM.
With spineless scales. With pyramidal whorls. The crown is open. Disintegrate when mature. Becomes twisted and dwarfed in exposed locations. They do not disintegrate. Each scale is tipped with a slender prickle. Eastern pines form pure stands. Thank you.
That was Rambutan, which is Eric Hardiman's project. He lives in Del Mar, and during the pandemic gathered all kinds of audio sounds from different musicians and put them together for this album, Parallel Systems. This track, System 3, that we just heard, featured Jeff Barsky, Ewan Curry, Columbia County's Karen Schomer, and Frank Ball. That's a 2021 release from Rambutan.
Florist up on the mountain in Palinville, Hunter Way, somewhere around there, some of the florist folks hang out. They have a new album out in 2021 called The Rock, and this song is called Top Down from Florist. We'll be right back.
Next, we hear the Flower Shop Blues Boogie from Columbia County's Slink Moss Explosion from their 2022 album Floating Ghost Hotel.
That's when she told me, don't wanna see no more. I'm feeling low, I'm feeling blue. I got the lowdown blue. Standing on the corner, flowers in my hand. Wasn't part of my original plan. I'm feeling low, feeling blue. I got the lowdown, lowdown blue. Down to the river, drop the flowers in the river. Watch the flowers float away.
From his 2023 album Leisureland, that's Catskill's Reckless Eric with They Come Free with Cornflakes on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Though majoring in visual and environmental studies and minoring in history of science, I had to take ethics from my Mennonite professor, for whom my skepticism the standard propositions establishing the so-called moral science. And I declared morality an offshoot of aesthetics and got a failing C for my defiance. So next semester I back to divinity school trotted, proverbial tail knot between my legs, and spent the whole course positing my own ethical system while other college students emptied kegs. Information ethics, cyber ethics, both since taken, said maximize the information flow.
Magnetic Fields with How I Failed at Ethics from their forthcoming 50-song memoir, 2017 New Music on Waveform Radio and WGXC.
This is the truth that I now tell you, part of which my eyes did see. What did happen to the people on the banks of the Miramichi? 7th evening of October, 1825, 200 people died by fire, it scorched those that did survive. Some said it was because the people's sins did raise like mountains high, they did ascend up to Jehovah, he would not see and justify. In order to destroy their lumber and the country to distress, he sent the fire in a whirlwind from the howling wilderness. 'Twas in the Northwest first discovered, 22 men there did die. Then it passed across the meadows to Newcastle it did fly. While the people were all sleeping, fire seized upon the town. Fine and handsome were the buildings, they soon tumbled to the ground. Then it went on to Black River, where it did kill 60 more. Then it made its way with fury till it reached the briny shore.
fire did extend. All was done within the hours, not exceeding over 10. Till the wild beasts of the forest and in the rivers all the fish, such another awful fire to see again.
That was Brian DeWan with the Miramichi Fire from his album Words of Wisdom. Okay.
Left of the dark.